You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate. And today, I have a very special episode for you. One of our students here at Master Passive Income bought 29 units in just 4 years, and now it's been 5 years of him investing, and he is now successfully unemployed. He's going to show you how he did it and how you could do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here's your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed, as always, to have you here with me on the show. And I got to say this. And hopefully I'm right. And at the same time, I've probably been saying this thing for a number of years now. So what I've been saying for a very long time is I think there's going to be a crash coming. There's going to be a correction, if not a crash. Back like in 2009 and 10, that was the best time. Like in a very long time to invest in real estate. I was buying as many properties as I could, and I did not have that much money. I didn't even know all the options. Now, since then, I've learned all the options. I honestly have 20 plus ways to get capital, access to capital to buy real estate. That's a key word I want you to remember, is access to capital, not saving your life away, working a dead-end job and then buying a house. No, we want access to capital to buy real estate. Well, back in 2009 and 10, I was buying as many properties as I could. And now I have 30 plus properties, which is fantastic. 1,000 apartment units, hotels I invest in, all that sort of stuff, which is amazing. And I've been saying for a very long time, and honestly, probably since 2018 or 19. And obviously, I've been wrong over and over again. I'm not ashamed to say I've been wrong, but I think there's going to be a correction coming. There's going to be some sort of crash or correction, at least a correction where prices are going to come down. But man, if there's a crash, if it's like 2009 all over again, where prices start plummeting, everybody hates real estate, nobody wants to own real estate, then it's going to be the best time ever to invest in real estate. Well, 20 years ago was the best, but next best time, you guys, I've said this again over and over again. I'll say it again. One of my favorite proverbs, I guess, is when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. And so when was the best time to invest in real estate? 20 years ago. But next best time is today. And my students are buying properties now, and they have been for the last, 10 years. I've been coaching investing in real estate, which has been absolutely amazing for me, coaching people, because then I see people's success. I've coached thousands of people now. It's been so amazing. But the reason why, let me get back to the idea of this being an amazing time, and there is possibly coming a correction in the market, a crash in the market. Here's some things that I'm seeing. Number one, the interest rates have been up for quite a while. For at least a year, interest rates for homes have been going up, and they've been up pretty high. And that's pricing homeowners out of the market. Now, you might be thinking, well, Dustin, you've coached thousands of people now how to invest in real estate. Aren't you coaching up your competition? Like, aren't you afraid that they'll be buying the properties out from under you? I said, no, absolutely not. In fact, after coaching thousands of people, I've seen that it's definitely not a competition. In fact, when we help each other, everything gets so much better. We all make more money, which is amazing. Now, who is our competition? Homeowners. Homeowners are terrible at overpaying for properties, falling in love with properties, and all that sort of stuff. And then for us as real estate investors, we don't buy those properties because they're way too expensive. But what do? We buy properties for less than they're worth. And we do that by putting in offers, finding off-market properties, and all these other great ways to do it. But what I'm talking about right now, interest rates are going up, and I am probably the only person ever in history, that is saying, I want interest rates to go up. Now, send me a quick DM on Instagram if you've heard anybody else ever say they want interest rates to go up. Let me finish that thought. Reach out to me, the Dustin Heiner on Instagram, the Dustin Heiner. And actually, I'm at 270,000 followers now on there, just showing people how to financially independent, all that great stuff. and did not buy a single, no bots whatsoever. I just hard fought, you know, finding and helping all these people, and they follow me, which is great. So send me a DM if you've heard anybody, or if you haven't, like, I just love, I'm an extrovert. So if you're talking to me, I'm having fun. It's my, it's a way for me to have fun outside of the podcast. I love podcasting because I see you guys coming back week after week listening. But if you could reach out to me on Instagram, that'd be great too. So what's happening is I want interest rates to go up, and interest rates are going to go up. The Federal Reserve just came out recently, and the market or whoever, all the pundits or the people that are kind of speculating on if interest rates are going to go up or down, they've been thinking for a while that interest rates should be going down. Trump's going to find another person that's going to bring interest rates down. Well, they just came out probably a couple weeks ago and said, nope, interest rates are not coming down. In fact, we might look at have them go up because inflation is starting to tick back up again. You and I know that inflation is so much higher than they tell us. I mean, you should go to the grocery store, go to the restaurant, go spend money anywhere. And you're like, oh my goodness, just 5 years ago, this was half as much. So interest rates is going to go up because inflation is going, they're trying to fight inflation by raising interest rates. Well, what does that do to homeowners? They're priced out of the market so long. And that's where we as investors come in. And here's the great thing. The reason why I want interest rates to go up, and they are, which is great for us, is because I don't pay any interest on my properties. I don't pay my taxes. I don't pay for property managers. I don't pay for repairs. What I mean is I don't have to get a job to pay for any of that stuff. My tenants pay for all that sort of stuff. So I buy the property for less than it's worth so that all of my expenses, mortgage, taxes, insurance, all that stuff is accounted for. And then I make money on top of that cash flow of $500, $1,000, $1,500, $3,000. I have properties making me $3,000 a month. It's just amazing. It's absolutely insane how much money you're going to make investing in real estate. And because of interest rates going up, homes staying on the market for a very long time, prices are going to come down, but homeowners are out of the market. They're priced out of the market. And if there is a correction, back in 2009, that was such an amazing time to invest in real estate. If you're investing now, you will be able to catch that wave. Just like surfing, you do not wait for the wave to get to you and then start paddling. No, you start paddling before the wave gets to you, which means you have momentum to now catch that wave and ride that wave in, which is super amazing. I love surfing, so I love that analogy. Same thing with real estate investing. If you haven't built the business, if you don't have any contacts, if you don't even know what you're doing, if you don't even know half of the 20 different ways that I coach my students how to get creative financing, where people just give you their properties and you take over the existing loans, all that good stuff. If you don't know these, then it's going to be hard for you to pick up and build momentum. I want you to be investing now. You need to be investing now. That's why I'm bringing on my students. And I'm super pumped to bring on one of my students who is now a coach at Master Passive Income. And he is successfully unemployed now. He has successfully quit his job. And it really took him 4 to 5 years. It took me 9 years. It's taken him 5 years. His students are taking like 2 and 3 years, which is amazing. But I'm bringing him on. He's also speaking at Income Building Live. We got 2 weeks left. If you haven't got your ticket yet, what are you waiting for? You cannot afford to miss this event. You just heard last couple episodes, you had students that came to Income Building Live, started investing, and a year and a half later, like last week, we had Lisa on in 18 months. She has 8 units. Oh my goodness. You need to be here. Book your ticket right now. Go to incomebuildinglive.com. Use a promo code Dustin and you'll get 20% off. But I'm super pumped to have you at Income Building Live. This is going to change your life. I've coached thousands of people and I want you to be one of them as well. Well, let me bring on my fantastic student who is now successfully unemployed and he is helping others to do the same. Bringing on Charles Rose Jr., a immigrant from the Bahamas, came here as a student in the student visa. Now he's got his green card. Now he has 2 beautiful daughters, beautiful wife, and now successfully unemployed. He's going to show us how he did it, how you can do it as well. All right, here we go. Charles, thanks for being on the show again.
Absolutely, Dustin. Man, this is so fun. I miss those days when we would be on the show all together. But now, you know, you've been so amazing in helping William and I get started under the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. And so we get to, like, you know, still share, but in a different way. But I'm always excited to be on the show with you, man.
Yeah, and your podcast, everybody should be checking it out. It is the Breakthrough Investor Podcast. And you and William Parmer, another coach here at Master Passive Income, you guys bring on people. You guys do individual shows or solo shows, coaching people. And so it's another outlet for you and us as Master Passive Income to get our content out there to just really change people's lives, which is amazing. Now, let's do a quick, because it's been a while since we've gone through your story. Let's do a broad, quick overview. So when... Well, you came here as a college student with a college visa, or what is that, student visa? And then you're like, hey, I got a job, but man, I really want to get wealth and, you know, have income and not work for somebody else. So take it off from there. So you came from the Bahamas, going to college, and then you started in wanting to invest.
Absolutely, yes. I came to the USA on a one-way airplane ticket to fulfill my dreams of becoming a civil engineer. And I shared on some of the previous episodes that whole journey until I got to that point where I just hit that dead wall, that dead end, and realized I was just working a job, just over broke. And that's when I was like, I need to do something with my life. Like, I can't depend on my employer to take care of me and my family. And I even remember, like, the VP at that company where I was, as I was going through the sponsorship process, you know, he said, well, Charles, you know, you can't rely on the company to take care of everything. And I was like, you know what? He's right. You know, I can't rely on the company for those things. And so.
Well, you should. You're like, that's, let me pause you and say, yeah, that should be the trade-off. I'm working 40, 50, 60 hours for you.
Yeah.
I should be able to go. So keep going. But they don't agree. That because they don't want to waste money, or they don't want more money coming out of their pocket. So
yes, they would much rather you spend the money on it. But then if you, you know, tell them like you're leaving, all of a sudden they want to, you know, take care of it. Right. They're just trying to, you know, just over broke. Right. They're just trying to keep you.
They're paying you just enough to keep you working. But if, when you leave, like, because I remember, I'm going to jump fast forward the story. As you were leaving your last job to get, because you got a raise, or you got a better job, making more money and all that sort of stuff. They went, hey, what can we do to keep you? Like, you should have not made me want to leave by giving me more money.
I know. It's so crazy, right? And, you know, one of the immigration lawyers I was talking to and who's a friend of mine, he's like, Charles, we had like a sidebar conversation after. He's like, Charles, you know, I have to advise you on all of the, you know, legalities and all that stuff. He said, I'm so glad that you left. He said, they were taking advantage of you, you know?
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's crazy. Like, they were like severely underpaying me. Long story short, but you know, fast forward,
you got your green card,
my green card.
It was worth it.
Yeah,
it was
so worth it. And I was able to pay through that green card through the money that I made through real estate. Right. So you see the freedom that real estate brings to be able to do that, because the company where I was at, they wanted me to pay for the green card process. Right. Again, you know, they try to see how far they can go. Right. And the only reason why I didn't make them pay for it, because, you know, a lot of times when they pay for it, they make you sign a contract. And I was like, nope. I'm not doing any contract. I want to be free, you know.
Absolutely. And so when you found me, was it 2019 you started?
It was 2019. Yep. 2019. I found you. I remember I ran across an article online. A lot of people find you on the podcast, but I found you on the Master Passive Income blog. And that's how I started following you, reading all of your content, listening to every podcast, everything. And I was like, you know, I'm out of content with Dustin. I was like, I got to get on the phone with him to figure out what's the next steps. Yeah,
because I love giving away so much for free, because in the end, like, I make my money through real estate. This is just fun being able to connect with people. And hopefully everybody has realized, I mean, you're more than likely have realized if you listen to the podcast very much, I'm a very extroverted person. Like, I'm very extroverted. I love being around people. That's why I put on these large conferences like Income Building Live coming up. Actually, it's coming up. It's going to be in March. So just a few weeks away. It's going to be in Nashville. If you're not coming, actually, let's jump into it, because I want to talk about what you've done, like your investing, but then, you know, catch up. But before we do that, you've been a part of everything we've done here at Master Passive Income. We start, this is our fifth year doing, it was RubeCon. Now it's Income Building Live. And the big reason why is I want to help people to get income in their life, build income in your life, so you don't have to work for somebody else. Or if you want to work, you choose to work. But in the end, it's building that income. Now, if somebody's on the fence, they're saying, man, either I want to come to Income Building Live, but I don't know if I really should. What would you say? Like, what would you say to get them off the fence that they should come?
Yeah, man, that's so amazing, Dustin. And I guess the question is why, you know, to me, why is not why you should come, why shouldn't you come, right? And the thing about it is we have to realize it's like, what would happen if we don't take the step now to achieve our dreams, right? What would happen? Would you be happy, you know, staying working at just over broke, right? Would you be happy, you know, dealing with all the bills and everything you have, whatever issues you have, right? So coming to the Income Builder Live, signing up for all of the programs we have, listening to this podcast, that's you taking that next step for your financial future. I love, Dustin, how you mentioned, you know, you said let Nashville be, I think you said, your headquarters for your financial freedom, which is so true. And so I would say, you know, coming out, it's going to accelerate your success by coming to Income Builder Live. Like, you could try to do this all on your own and read books and all that stuff, and some people have. But we see like so many people who come to Income Builder Live and our events, it's life-changing. They walk away saying, man, I got clarity. I know the next steps to take. I got coaching. I met people. I met private money lenders. I mean, one of the students, Dustin, you know, he ended up being a student. Like, he ended up getting a whole property out of it. You remember, what's his name, living in Denver? Not just
Justin.
Justin, that's right. Yeah, Justin got a whole property out of it, and it's just amazing that, no, John got the property.
John, yes, John did.
Yeah,
That's
and
right.
several others got properties out of it too. So it's like, you know, they came to this event and got all fired up, and you know, people walk away with properties, private money lenders, all the resources that they need. I mean, like, even some of the sponsors and speakers, you know, end up walking away with what they needed. Remember when we did that activity where everybody in the room kind of stated what they needed? And the people was in that room, the people was in that room to help them reach that next level, no matter whether they were just at the beginning or whether they were more advanced. The right people was in that room. So important to be at the right place at the right time.
And for you
And that is
listening
the
to
Income Builder
this,
Live.
absolutely. And if you're, well, you're listening to this right now, and if you did not listen to the previous two episodes, I brought on two people who came to the Income Building Live conference and changed their life. Like Tatiana, go back two episodes ago, I interviewed Tatiana, and in 2024, she started investing in real estate with me. She was a coaching student, came to Income Building Live, and now she, I think, what, she has like six properties, I think, or she's doing really well. And her family's, her husband just quit his job to fulfill his dream of building a business, which is great. And then the last episode, just before this one, go one right before, we have Alex Wan. She, in just a year and a half, has bought eight units, like 8 units in a year and a half, came to Income Builder. In fact, here's the great thing. What she said was, Dustin, I came to Income Builder Live, and when I went there, like, you were a celebrity, as like, you were like, I listen to your podcast all the time, you're a celebrity, but you were so down to earth when we got there, it helped me to do it. And in a year and a half, she's got 8 units. I mean, it's just
Yeah.
amazing. Now, you, Charles, you, since 2019, actually, it was really in, you started, we started coaching. I started coaching in 2019, but
Yeah.
it was really 2020 that you really started investing. And from
Yeah.
2020 to 2025, it's 2026 now, I get that. But in just 5 years, you got 29 units, and now you're playing Monopoly, and you're almost ready to quit your job. Like, you're financially independent, but like, you're getting there. But you're playing Monopoly now, you're getting into larger properties. Talk to us about that whole like whirlwind, hurricane of all this greatness that you've been going through.
Oh my gosh, like, it's been an amazing journey since 2019. And it was, and I think, you know, just keep on going and just being a part of the community was so helpful. Cause like you said, yeah, I did get started in 2019, but I kind of had a slow start because I was emotionally tied to my area. But once I found the right area, and I was able to just take off from there. But yes, yeah, so I started in 20 actually 2019, December 31st, 2019 is when I signed the documents for my first property. So I usually say, you know, came in 2020 because that's when, you know, the income really started coming in. But that was so amazing getting that first property. And Dustin always say, you know, like, you know, once you get through that first property, the next one comes right after. Not too long after that, And the first property was a duplex, by the way, right? And it was cash flowing already on both sides. I love buying properties that are cash flowing from day one. I know there's many different strategies where you can fix it up and put a tenant in yourself, but I love it, man. And you could see that proof of concept. It was good for my wife to see it too, that cash flow coming in from day one. And then I remember, like, not too long after that, it was maybe like 4 or 6 weeks later, I had another property under contract and using more strategies, right? And after getting that second property under contract, I remember I was out of money. I was like, how am I gonna buy? But then I remember I had signed up for coach. I had renewed my coaching with you. And I was like, Dustin, here's the problem. I wanna get like 12 properties a year, one property a month, right? But I don't have any more money. And so, you know, you were like, well, there are many ways to do this. There's many, many ways. In fact, you teach almost 30 ways 20, to get
yeah,
money.
Like 20 different ways to get creative 20, financing.
20 different ways that you can do it. And so we started going through each one of them and try to figure out, okay, what is the best fit? And what we came up with is we would tap into multiple, but focus on private money, hard money, and then signature loans. That was what we, first looked into. And I remember like learning as much as I can, looking at different stories and what people did, how they structure it. And I remember doing that. And on the third property, I was able to use a signature loan to purchase it. It was another duplex, which was awesome. And then as I was closing that third property, I found this amazing deal. This property was a single family home, 4 bedroom, 2 bathroom, that was selling. I got it for $36,000, and it was worth about $80,000 at that time. Now it's worth like close to $140,000, but it was worth about $80,000. The seller wanted to sell fast, and I didn't have money for that. And so what I was doing was building my private money network. And I found that when I shoot that deal to my potential private money lenders, I had several of them who wanted to lend me money for me to purchase that property, which was great. And so I was able to close that one. After I closed the third one, a couple of days later, I closed that fourth property with the private money, which was awesome. So in 1 year, I used multiple different strategies. I used the money I had for a down payment with a conventional loan. I used I cashed in my 401k. I tapped into signature loan, and I did like a private money all in 1 year. And it was just awesome. I was like, wow. I was like, oh my goodness. Like I went from like having like nothing to all of this. And what I ended up doing over the years is repeating over and over. Like we would look, when students come to us, I'm like, how should I buy this property? Should I use my cash? Should I do this? Should I do that? Which is great. It's a great problem to have, because when you have multiple ways of funding the deal, but we look at each deal and figure out, well, what's going to be the best strategy to fund this deal, right? You have this, it's like having a toolbox, and you have multiple tools in there. And sometimes you could use different tools to fix the same problem, right? You got to figure out, okay, what is the best tool for this problem? And that's how we look at funding, because, like Dustin said, we have over 20 ways of buying these properties. And so I just repeat the process over and over, figuring out which works for each deal. I've even done a joint venture deal as well too, Dustin, which was awesome. I structured where a friend of mine had a bunch of money, but no time. And he would cover everything up front, and we refinance the property, pay him back. And we had a JV deal like that too. So many different ways to do it. So that's how I was able to build up to the 29 properties. And then I even tapped into rental arbitrage as well for 2 additional properties.
I remember that's right. Yeah. I remember that. If you don't know what rental arbitrage is, basically you rent from somebody else and you turn it into a short-term property, and mm-hmm. you are paying the lease payment, but you're making money on the side a lot of money because you're writing out. And so that's just another strategy. Now it's a little bit downside because you don't own the property, but you're able to make money, which is great.
Yeah. Great. Like literally like my cash flow on each one, I was averaging $700 to $1,000 in cash flow. Like I'm not talking gross, it's net cash flow. So it was so awesome. So that was almost an extra $2,000 a month when I had those. So that was like, awesome to do that. And so that's kind of the journey, how I got to like the 29 that I owned, and then the 2 arbitrage properties. And it was an amazing journey. And the thing about it is, I couldn't have done that without Dustin being my coach, my Master Passive Income Network, all of the amazing expert Dustin bring in. And what I love about Dustin is not prideful at all. Like Dustin would tell you, if I'm not good at something, I'm gonna bring somebody in to show you, right? Or it's not that he's not may not be good at something, it's like certain things like lawyers, right? You know, there are experts who study, who train on all that, right? So Dustin know a lot about it. But then, you know, he have experts like that who do that every single day. And so being a part of that whole network where it's like everything that where you it's a one-stop shop. You have everything you need in that network. And then coming to the Income Builder Live, which was previously the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, it just added fuel to the fire, man. So I am so thankful, Dustin, to be a part of everything we do at Master Passive Income.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So, two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, RENTAL, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. Oh, this is fantastic. And here's what I am, well, number one, blown away and very blessed at is your students. Well, before I get there, you did everything faster than I did, which is fantastic. And then now your students are doing things faster than you have done. So talk to us about that whole process.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Like, so one thing like we love is like we love when our students do way better than us. In fact, that's our goal is for them to like completely, beat our record. And it's so amazing to see the students, like even like I can talk about so many different students, but I like to share that story of one of my students, Teresa, the one who was had high risk pregnancy, but she was determined. She and I think she was on the eighth child or seven or eighth child, and so she but she was determined that she want at least one property for each child, and she wanted to do it in 6 months with a high risk pregnancy. And her husband thought she was crazy, and she asked me what I thought. I didn't want to get in the middle of their things. I told him like, hey, y'all have to sit down and talk this through, but I think you should, share with your husband, what you want to do, and I think y'all should work together and know that I'm here to support. Dustin is here to support in the community. Like, we're here to help you through this process. And so they ended up working it out, and oh my goodness, that was a tough journey for her, but she ended up closing eight rental units within the 6 months of coaching. I remember, like, on one
Wait,
of them,
hold
she
on, hold
was,
on. You got to say that one more time, because
yeah,
that is
eight,
just remarkable. How many in 6 months?
eight rental units in 6 months, right? With a high risk pregnancy. She had to even sign some of the documents in the hospital with a mobile notary. And so, I mean, that was a journey for her, right? And the reason why I bring up Teresa is because, so many times we hear our, we hear, I don't have enough time. I have this. I don't have enough money. All that. Teresa, and by the way, Teresa was not wealthy. She did not have all that money either. So I want to start by saying that. But so many times we hear all these things, right? And sometimes I tell my students, don't make excuses, make adjustments. Now, let's figure out what adjustments we can make. How can we do this? Okay, you have a busy day. Okay, we're gonna have to sacrifice the lunch breaks, or we're gonna have to squeeze an hour here, right? You like watching Netflix? We may have to cut some of that Netflix time. Yeah, right? So, so what I simply do, Dustin, is help my students figure out where they are and figure out where we need to adjust to help them reach their goals, right? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And so Teresa is an amazing story. And you've also had so many others that you've got. I mean,
Oh
you
my
coach
gosh.
hundreds of students now through everything at Master Passive Income. And then just recently realizing that, like Tatiana, who was just on the episode, or Master Passive Income episode, two episodes ago, you coached her. And she is just changing her life and her whole family, not just her, like her and her husband, but like her entire family is changing their future as well.
Oh my gosh. And one thing I love about Tatiana, Tatiana is somebody who is all in. You know how like you talk about people like, you know, some people who is like tiptoeing and then being all in. She is all in. Like Tatiana, like she had a vision and a dream, and her and her husband are completely aligned with that dream and vision. And I mean, she comes to every coaching call, every event. She renewed her coach. Like she is determined. And what I love about it too is she wants to help so many others. So that's why she, you know, any opportunity she have to help out at events or whatever, she is there. So she is all in on this journey. And that's a good example of you listening. Like whenever you want to achieve something, be all in. When you're all in, like it's going to help you. Like we are always heard saying, burn the ships. Like when you burn the ships and you're ready to move forward, that's what you have to do sometimes. And burning the ships may look different for each of you. I don't want to tell you what to do, but I know what I did to burn the ships, you know? It's be all in and you're going to achieve your goals. And I can't wait to hear about it.
When you say burn the ships, that means there's no second, there's no other option. Like you do not want to have, well, if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to go back to what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And when you have that as like a plan B or a second option, or you're just like, it's okay to give up. I'll give you a really direct example of it. When I got married to my wife 20 years ago, praise the Lord, we've been married 20 years. We got married. I told her before we got married, I said, you and I, we will never mention that word divorce. Like divorce is not even a word in our vocabulary. We will never say that. And I will promise you, I will never say that word. There's no option. We're only going to be together until one of us dies. That's the only option. And then I told her, if you leave me, I'm going with you. There's no other way outside of that.
I love it.
Exactly. And so that's what you got to do you're going to make a way, and as necessity is the mother of invention, you're going to find a way to make it work.
Yes, absolutely. I love what you told the two dust. I told my wife something similar. I said, if you say you're leaving, I'm going to be like, where are we going? I'm going to pack my bikes too. Where are we going? No, so yes, you do everything you can to make it work. And that's what it is to be all in. Like even, you know, my money, like obviously, you know, you want to make sure you take care of your family and everything, but you know, praise the Lord, I was able to, you know, my wife and I were able to be on the same place where, you know, we could use as much of our money as possible to buy more properties. Right. So we were all in. So I love
and
it, Dustin.
You've also bought personally, like I remember you bought six duplexes all at one time. That's a big deal. Now you have plenty of stories of you investing, but I love hearing the stories about your students investing as well. And so any other stories of any of your students that like, cause I remember like your first property that you bought, I think you saved like $30,000 negotiating. And there was one point in the story of negotiating, you thought I was going to make you lose the deal. Like, this is a good deal, Dustin. Like if I negotiate again, if I get them to come down even more, they're going to walk away. I said, no, trust me. It's going to be fine. Put in the offer. And then you got even more money off.
Yes, it's so amazing, right? And that's the beautiful thing about coaching, right? Because, you know, having a coach, you know, we're not as emotionally attached. So you weren't as emotionally attached to the deal as I was. I'm not as emotionally attached to some of the deals as my students are, right? And so having a coach is so helpful through that journey. Because, you know, coaches can help you see something that you can't see, right? Because you're sometimes in it looking at that tunnel vision, but we're looking at the big picture, right? And so, I remember I thought Dustin was trying to cause me to lose a deal. I was like, what is going on? Like, you're supposed to be my coach. Help me get this deal. And he sure did help me get the deal at the best possible price. And I saved so much money on that deal.
I mean, I love the idea, thought, principle that a penny saved is a penny earned. And so you saved yourself $30,000. I think it was right around there, like $34,000 on the first deal, first or second deal. I remember the exact, I mean, it was quite a while ago when we actually did it, 4 years ago.
It was the second one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was the second one. Yeah. And I it was like, maybe like even like 36,000. It was crazy.
It was.
And I said, you just made yourself that much money, because you would normally pay out that much money if you wanted to actually, you know, not negotiate. You would normally pay that money out, but you worked hard.
Yeah.
You got them to come down, which made you even more money. That's money back in your pocket.
Yeah, you know what, Dustin? I remember it too. They wanted 110 for that duplex. And then I think I had them to like maybe like 90 or something like that. You were targeting for me to get like at least 30,000. So obviously we offered less, right? So they ended up, you know, coming back and I bought it for 76,000, right? So that's that's like 44,000. That's what, 44,000 saved on it, right? So it was amazing to get that that deal, and the cool thing about it too is, you know, I also I ran into an issue with that deal, but I was able, but I was like, okay, so what? Like, you know, I think I had to spend like 5,000 for to fix a water line, but I was okay because I'm like, I already made like 44,000 up front, right? And the property had a tenant in it already on one side that was paying the mortgage, so it's like, it worked out really good. So that's one. And I say that also too, because like, that's one of the reasons why Dustin always say, you know, you want to try to get the lowest possible price, because you want to have, first of all, you want to have that equity up front, right? And then it also gives you the cushion. And that's why we don't tell students buy properties where they break even on negative cash flow. We want them to have enough money so that eventually you could be able to take care of your family with that money.
Yes, absolutely. And you can't eat appreciation, meaning the value goes up. You can't feed your family with that. Now, here's also a crazy thing. In 2008, when there was a crash, I thought I was going to lose money. Like all the other real estate investors were losing money. They were going bankrupt. They were selling their home. Like it was terrible. Everybody was having so many problems, but I didn't. I was worried. I thought I was, because I didn't know what I was doing, or at least I wasn't so experienced. Now I look back, and it was the process of making sure I make an income. That's why we have the IncomeBuilder.io software. The software that we're creating, or we've already created it. Go there, go to IncomeBuilder.io and get your free account. Sorry, start for 14 days for free. Just try it out. It helps you to build income. And in 2008, 9, and 10, when the crash happened, all those people who thought they were investors, they were just hoping for the values to go up, appreciation. Well, they went bankrupt. I didn't. I made more money, because sadly, people lost their homes because they had to go foreclosure. But that makes them into renters because they got to live somewhere. My rents went up. And so, you know, a lot of these, like if you go on TikTok or Instagram, you see all these quote unquote real estate gurus. They've been investing for 2 or 3 years and they're like, hey, follow me, give me millions of dollars and I'll teach you how to invest and all that sort of stuff. They've only been investing in an up market. In fact, I predict there's going to be a lot of people who think they're investors if there is ever a crash. I don't know if and when. Sorry, let me say this. I don't know when a crash or correction will happen. It's not just if, but it will happen. I know that it will. There will always be a correction. It never always goes up. So eventually there will be a correction. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hurting really, really bad because they were listening to those gurus. Like, let's buy a Airbnb, like a short-term property, and let's way overpay for the property because you're going to rent it out per night and then you have this huge mortgage. There are, I think, like $70,000 properties in Arizona that are short-term properties. Well, not all of them are performing very well. In fact, the numbers are going down and down and down, how much you can rent it out per night. So I predict eventually there's going to be a lot of problems and a lot of those homes are going to hit the market in foreclosure. That's going to be great for us as real estate investors. So what I'm trying to say is, when you're investing for cash flow, monthly income every single month, then you can feed your family. Then if there's ever a crash, you're still going to make more money because rents are going to go up. Everything is better when you build income. That's why we have IncomeBuilder.io. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have one other student that we just had on 3 weeks ago. Check out. It says the title is 0 to 15 units. So Ocean. Ocean, I remember when he came on and he started coaching him. He was like, hey, I'm coaching this guy named Ocean and he's got his first property. I'm like, that fast? I can't remember. It was really quick. But it was like in 2 years, he got 15 properties in 2 years. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? Charles, you're such a better coach than I am.
Oh my goodness, Dustin. Yeah, Ocean has an amazing story. Like, Oh my gosh. Yeah. So he, Ocean is one of those people, like when he gets all in on something, oh my gosh, like he becomes like unstoppable. That I realized that about him. Like he was even into the arts one time too. And he even had like, I mean, even making a ton of money from arts, like when he was all into it, but he decided like he want to get into real estate and he want to focus there. And Ocean, I remember at the beginning, like it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of harder for him at the beginning because he wasn't like necessarily focused at first. And but once we got him on the same page where he can focus, he just like took right off. And you know, we have 15 plus properties and he's managing a total of 42 or 45 right now. I mean, like, so he is doing so many great things, and he's actually helping other investors to get properties through his brokerage, right? He's focusing on being like an investor-friendly realtor, and so he is doing like so many great things, and so I love it. I mean, like, look at him, like it's like he completely took off, and there's so many students we could talk about, Dustin. It's just a matter of like which one, right?
So
It's like,
I have a point, and I said this, but I'm going to make sure it's a point. I'm going to hit home. So for you listening, you got to hear this. I believe Charles is a better coach than helping people to invest in real estate than I am, because his students do so much better than I have helped you. And so I'm like, hey, this is fantastic.
I would say that, man. I what I love to say, teamwork makes the dream work, right? You know, we work together really, really good. And because we're aligned in our vision and our passion and helping people. And when you do that, it's just like it just grows exponential, right? That's the exponential growth through the process. And it's just so amazing, like the lives we get to help and change like through this whole process. And this process works. Like I'm so thankful. Like I've been on the side of things where, you know, things went perfect and then things went, you know, not as good. But because I learned the different strategies from Dustin, like, you know, how targeting a higher cash flow, targeting an equity up front, all these different things, I was able to like, you know, where some people's business might you know, crash and burn, like I was able to thrive through it because what we did was we built the business first the right way, right, Dustin? It's so
Absolutely.
amazing. That's why you can't skip that step.
And now one of your coaching students is now a coach here at Master Passive Income. We have Jeremy Pusey is now
Oh
coaching
yeah.
here too. What is the deal?
Jeremy is so yeah, Jeremy is awesome too. Yeah, Jeremy started out as a teacher and he was determined. Like Jeremy has what, four or five properties now in such a short time, and he's like and he's like he's just closing properties after properties. Like so I'm so super excited for Jeremy and so many others. Oh my goodness. Like Pranith too. Remember Pranith? Pranith was one
Pranith,
of those people.
absolutely. He's doing so amazing. He's like 30
And he's,
properties now.
I know, right? And he is like an immigrant from India, so on a visa over here. And so he ran into so many issues with funding, and but he was able to do it as well too. And he closed property after property. Pranith is he has a wholesale company right now in the US. So
And these are just a few. I mean, we've
these are
coached
just a few.
hundreds. You've
Oh
coached
yeah.
hundreds of students. In total, Master Passive Income. I mean, we have four coaches now. We have you, Charles Seaman, as well. He's the one that does multifamily coaching. We have Jeremy Pusey, and we also have William
William
Parmer
Parmer.
coaching as well. And we're talking to Tatiana. She's like, man, I would like to coach too. I'm like, okay, let's see how we do. So, anyways. It's so great that we all are aligned in a vision of helping other people. That's really what it comes down to.
That's
And
right.
the great thing about everything we're doing here at Master Passive Income is just focus on the other person or the person that we can help. Same thing with Income Building Live. Same thing with the IncomeBuilder.io software that we have is like, how do we help people to achieve their goals? Because I love and totally 100% believe in the Zig Ziglar quote. He says, you can get anything you want in life. You just have to figure out how, like, all the people to help get them what they want so you can get what you want. I thought that's an amazing quote because the more people that I've helped and served, I coached, thousands of people now. I feel number one for more, sorry, I feel so much more fulfilled in life. Like, I feel better as a person. You know, if I buy a property for myself, that's great. I mean, I got almost 1,000 apartment units, 30 plus single family homes. They're all great. They make me a lot of money, but I don't feel fulfilled. I feel like I need more. It's just like an accomplishment. But when I help somebody
Absolutely.
else
That's so
achieve
true.
what they want, yeah, I feel fulfilled. And then in the end, I make more money because I'm able to buy more real estate. It's just everybody wins because they win. They get to hopefully get financial independence. That's the goal. And then I win because I'm able to buy more real estate.
That's so true. And I've seen it, like, from the back in everything we do. And what I love about, working with you is that every decision is around the individual being successful, right? It's not driven by profits. It's driven by how can we make somebody's life better, right? And if it doesn't make their life better, even though you might be able to make more money doing something, like, Dustin, don't do it. Like, if it's not going to make the student, the listener, whoever's coming to our events, if it's not going to serve them, Dustin is a person who don't do it. Like, he could probably have even more money right now if he's focused on himself, but he's focused on the individual. And so I just think, like, the question is, why not come to Income Builder Live and be a part of these events? Like, I know I'm like, I can't, I don't have to sell you anything because I'm speaking from my heart. I know how it changed my life and so many others. So this is awesome, Dustin. I'm just super excited, man. Like, oh my God.
Absolutely. And you know what's really amazing? So I almost make it hard for people to come and become a coaching student. Like I don't flash it. I don't talk about it a ton on the, I just say, hey, we coach people. But in order for you to get coaching, you have to find it. Like we're not trying to hunt you down. Like what's the great thing is like I make my money through real estate. And so I just put all these podcasts out there, YouTube and all that sort of stuff out there. And I just have like a tiny little link on my site. If you want to, like, you had to hunt me down in order for me to be coaching you, because I
Yeah,
was like, I just want to
seriously.
help people. And I know other quote unquote maybe influencers, you would call them, like real estate influencers, that they have a huge back end, meaning they keep calling you, they keep hounding you, they keep they it's a sales process. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that. I just love going to the gym. I love playing golf, hang out with my family, do podcasts, and coach people, whoever wants to be a part of it. And so in the end, it's like I found I feel so much better as a person because I could sleep well at night. I'm not like bilking people out of their money.
No, you're right. Like, seriously, yeah. Like, yeah, the difference too, like, if somebody, like, don't want to do it, like, you don't hound them and everything. You pretty much let them come when they're ready. Like, obviously, we're here to help. And so it's amazing because that's the whole goal, is to help them be better. So I love it,
Absolutely.
Dustin.
Well, Charles, you have the Breakthrough Investor podcast, so we should absolutely, you should be listening to the Breakthrough Investor podcast as well. So much great insights from Charles and William. But how else can people find you, like on social media, anything like that that you want to share? Because th this has been great. I know people want to connect with you, and if you want to work with Charles as a one-on-one coach, you can absolutely do that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like Dustin said, definitely listen to Breakthrough Investor podcast with me and William Palmer. It's gonna be it's amazing. Like, we bring, like, raw breakthrough stories, hearing, how people broke through that next level so that they can become a successful investor. So definitely check that out. And we actually approaching our 100th episodes, which Dustin will be there on there as well. So we're coming in strong. And then you can find me on all social media platforms, Charles Rose Jr. If you search me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, just Charles Rose Jr. And that's how you find me. I'm
Love
simply there.
it. And your wife has her own skincare and products and stuff. How do they find that too? Because I mean, naturally, you and I and our family see we're very, very aligned. We're all good friends. And I love natural things. And your wife has been doing something for women that is really, really cool.
Yeah, it is. So it's called Ella's Gentle Touch. Our daughters, Gabriella, Ariella, it all started, from her treating eczema on our daughter's skin, and lots of other mothers and people loved it. And so, not just mothers and children, now people are using these natural butters for their skin. They're using the soaps as well, because there's so many chemicals. That's a whole nother story. But it's all natural to help you. Yeah. So she can be found on Instagram. Oh, let me show you this real quick. So whenever you do, like, a YouTube video, yeah,
So you guys
she
can't
has
really hear, but Charles is grabbing something. He's going to show you how awesome this is. But his wife puts together all these fantastic, but it's going to be on YouTube.
It's gonna be on YouTube. You can see it, the skin, the cream. So yeah, we'll put more information online for
So
you to
how
see.
would they find it if, because you're going to listen to the podcast, but if you're watching on YouTube, we'll put a link in there, but how do they find it?
Yeah, so just on Instagram, just search Ella's Gentle Touch, or go to ellasgentletouch.com. It's ellasgentletouch.com. You can find over there, and yeah, check it out. We have sales and everything, especially since it's the beginning, so check it out.
Love
Thank
it.
you. Thank you for mentioning that,
Charles,
Dustin.
absolutely. I'm super pumped. This is fantastic. I'm blessed to have you be a part of everything we're doing at Master Passive Income. And I'm super pumped to where you're pretty close to become quitting your job. You're really close to becoming successful and independent. I can't wait till that happens, but I'm super blessed to have you be a part of it. Thank you for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned. We'll do another episode real soon about that.
And we'll see you guys at Income Building Live.
See you all there.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.